just keep going. Just keep moving forward, right? Easier said than done. And I get that. But that's how fortunes are built. There is no other way. You can't think yourself into success. You can only work yourself into success. Now, the thinking really helps, and that's why we talked about the beliefs, right? Because the beliefs create the behaviors, and the behaviors ultimately, you know, create the results. But without the work, it's all for naught. Work like you cannot fail, and watch what happens. Most people won't.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
Welcome to Leadership Live, everyone. Here we are on May 28th. I hope that you guys are kicking the summer in a strong way moving forward. I know that some of you guys are already in summer mode because you have kids who are out of school. And so congratulations, the summer is here. But I'll tell you what, we have a record-breaking year happening right here, just after a previous record-breaking year. And so the momentum is high. And I know that all of you guys want to drive your businesses and see lots of success all summer long. So we have to keep the pressure up. Now, Tom is out this week. He'll be back next week. But I am, Steve Siebel and I are here to see you through. We've got a very, very special show today, a little bit of a different format here on May 28th, because we are going to spend most of our time today talking about an interview with a very special guest. I'm so thankful that we were able to get Vernice Fly Girl Armor here on the show. And this is something really special, guys. This is going to be a big treat. We're going to spend most of the show with this extended interview. So I hope that you guys really enjoy it. I know you will. And I hope that you gain some great insights from this very unusual story and just fascinating perspective that you guys are going to see here today. So we're going to kick that live here in just a minute. But that's going to be the last half of the show. But what you really need to know going forward, I think that some of you guys saw the promotion on this, is that Vernice Fly Girl Armor is really a special in that she is America's first black female combat pilot. So what a perspective, right? A singular point of view. And you're going to see what that has meant in her life and how she is now taking all of that experience and all that she has gathered and now impacting the lives of so many people out there today. So she is a top speaker for, you know, Fortune 100 companies. And also she's an author and a coach and so many things to so many people. So you guys are really going to enjoy this interview. So please prepare yourself for the second half of the show. But first, I want to share a few things with you. And then Steve has, of course, his mental toughness tip to bring to you guys today. And it's a really, really good one. So here we go. 2021 is a record-breaking year. Every month this year has been bigger than any month of the same in years past. And that was also true of 2020, which means that we are really hitting now this cycle of, it's like, how long can it go, right? But it's one record-breaking month after the next. And the reason why we know is because of lots of different variables. But one, last year, early in the year, we were ready for going digital as a business. We didn't know the pandemic was going to happen, but we were ready for it when so many people weren't out there in the business. And because of our technology and marketing and media and all of our leaders and everybody kind of flying in formation, we were ready. And what unfolded was a record-breaking year like no other. And it continues. In fact, our back office platform and the company behind us, WFG, they've reached one of their greatest record-breaking moments in the history of that business. Over $1 billion paid in commission to the sales field, to the independent contractors that represent all of the companies that they bring. That is unbelievable. If you think about, most companies think about reaching $1 billion in their actual company revenue. This is in commissions paid to their sales field. It's just a staggering number. And so all of this is compounding success. And what it really amounts to is unbelievable momentum that people wish that they could be aligned with in their careers to be part of a moment like this. And here you are. You are here in a moment like this, in the midst of this momentum, in the midst of really being at the top of our game here at WealthWave, and everything that's ready for you to build your business and grow your business is in your hands. And so we were ready last year, and we're more than ready this year. We're really leading the vanguard. And so I hope that you guys will continue to push hard throughout the summer. We'll be here for you all summer long. And we hope that you guys see the success that you need in order to enable, you know, fall is our biggest time to enable your biggest autumn months ever. And so this summer is about keeping the momentum going, but also preparing for the greatest third and fourth quarter that we have ever had at WealthWave. So very, very exciting. Now, I know that Tom has shared, I want to go back and just kind of hit this again here, that the top-selling personal finance book of 2020, part of what made last year so big in terms of the numbers and records is because of the book. The previous winter, we had the book ready, and the book was announced, and that year the book grew, and then last year we had all of the media surrounding it, from the websites and all of the other tools that surrounded it, an entire education system. And that book now has sold half a million copies. Think about that. A book that was created here in the context of our world, the How Money Works company, WealthWave. The book has now sold over 500,000 copies, on its way to a million, probably reaching that mark somewhere towards the end of the year. It's unbelievable. And this book has been really the game changer, as we termed it a couple years ago. It is the game changer in what has helped us create this record-breaking growth, and it's going to continue to be the fulcrum of how we grow our business and how you grow your business going forward. So we are putting investment and energy and all of our intention around this book to help the book, the education system, and this whole movement of financial literacy through How Money Works so it can grow and be as big as it can possibly be and really be the tool that you need it to be for your business. So the number one selling personal finance book of 2020 is here, and it is large and in charge. So please make sure that you are utilizing it to its maximum. Make sure that you are taking full advantage of what's available. And now you guys know that we have the Spanish book available as well. It's being tested and beta tested throughout there. Soon that book will come available for everyone to start ordering it as part of the book club or ordering cases one-off so you can start to share the Spanish version of the book with your audience and with your clients and prospects as well. And you know that it is the perfect format for schools, churches, businesses, and individuals. So please prepare yourselves for this Spanish version of all of our material. Now, you guys know we have the Teach It Forward program, which we rolled out in Financial Literacy Month, April, and it went into schools all over North America, the book, through the Teach It Forward program. It is the How Money campaign for schools, where we are acknowledging the fact that schools don't teach financial literacy, especially true financial literacy, and through our How Money Works education program, our financial educators are bringing the book and bringing our education into the classroom, and the partnering between schools and the partnering between our financial educators is happening at a greater and greater number week by week. And so I hope that you will take advantage of our website, of course, for the teachitforwardcampaign.com, but also that you will use the Teach It Forward campaign to grow and make connections and build your network in the schools in your area, because we are really going to become known as the company that is going to bring financial literacy in a new way, in the biggest way, right into the schools, partnering with teachers and administrators to get direct access to the students and their parents and families through the school systems. Now, the Teach It Forward campaign, as you know, is a campaign for schools. But one of the things that we've been considering since even before April, when we rolled this campaign out, was what do we do as a campaign for businesses? We can get into schools with this campaign, but how do we really enter the world of the actual business place, working with HR, working with businesses so we can get in and do lunch and learns, we can get in and do training with our master classes directly into the businesses, whether it be big businesses, small businesses, independent contractors, all of it. How do we do that? Well, we're going to be announcing very soon our campaign for businesses, which is going to be similar. It's going to be parallel to the Teach It Forward campaign. Teach It Forward for schools. This new campaign, which will be launching here in just a matter of a week or two, is going to be the new North American financial literacy campaign for businesses. So it's going to have its own material and websites and everything else. And both of these campaigns we're going to maintain going forward, develop and grow and establish until they become household names out there. And you can utilize both of them to really deliver on the promise of our eradicating financial illiteracy all across North America. These two campaigns are going to become the two pillars of how we enter schools and how we enter the business place to really get ourselves out there to accomplish our mission of eradicating financial illiteracy. So keep an eye on this new campaign and keep an eye also on Teach It Forward as we continue to develop this program for you. Now, last week, Tom Matthews, in his Tomalog, he gave a presentation called The Words That Will Change the World. I know that so many people have downloaded this presentation and are sharing it now with their team. This presentation that he did is really, go back and watch this, okay, on Leadership Live last week. And you can log into your account if you have the max plan of WealthWave 360. You can get the presentation and download it. But anybody can go back and watch Leadership Live of last week and see the words that Tom gave you. And he walked you through all of the words you need and all of the responses that you need in order to meet a prospect and walk them through the process of everything they need to know and everything you need to say in order to engage someone to the point of new prospect all the way to a new leader in your business, or maybe just a new client in your clientele. Okay, so The Words That Will Change the World, that presentation is key. So go back, please get a hold of this presentation. Please watch it last week and see the words all the way through, the whole process and system of the words that you need in order to leverage these phrases and the right words to really make the best use of the How Money Works system as a sales program. So please, go back and get this presentation. I just want to make sure everyone, we underscore it, highlight it, lift it up, put a spotlight on it, because this presentation is going to be also a game changer for you and your business. From his presentation, you can see this great quote from Tom. This is and always will be a tool-driven business of words. The words also are the tool, okay? The words wrapped in the tools give you access to the prospects and help you take somebody through. And once you have those words, it really makes you dangerous out there to get the success and to get involved and interact with people at the highest level. So use this presentation to memorize, internalize, and naturalize. This is right out of the presentation where Tom gives you a series of what he calls flows. Wording flows to help you say it just right all the way through the process. So please get this presentation and leverage the flows that, like this one here, it all starts off with, I teach people how money works. But what do you say after that? What do you say throughout the entire process from day one to day them succeeding? How do you, what do you say? What do you respond with? How do you answer questions? All inside this presentation. So I just wanted to share this with you guys. Make sure that everyone gets this presentation and watches Tom deliver it last week. Once you have this system with the right tools, anything is possible. And so go back and unlock those possibilities by watching Leadership Live, Tom's monologue, especially last week. I want to end with this, VIP Social. If you contact us today, we still have a little bit of room for the summer. We're kind of closing off. We have so many new people joining the program. We're about to cut it off again because we have to get those people up and rolling and then start managing their social media and start really moving them forward. So VIP Social, I just wanted to show you one example of the kind of thing that we're doing. This is a slide, or rather an image, a graphic, that we posted to Instagram for some of our VIP Social clients this past week or two. And you'll notice here that it kicks off with a very provocative headline, "Are teachers failing our students?" And the apple there, you can see, has an F minus on it. So it's a very emotional response. And you can imagine that teachers and others out there had a big reaction to this on the profiles of some of our VIP leaders out there. And people were very passionate and they responded. There was even profanity as people were very worked up about this headline, "Are teachers failing our students?" Some people were like, "No, absolutely not." And then they went through, and actually it was a carousel in Instagram where it's a slider. You can see here, they were able to slide left and follow the entire, what is basically like a PowerPoint presentation right inside your social media Instagram account. This is a powerful way of delivering a message that's more than just one graphic inside Instagram. It's called a carousel. And as they swipe left, what unfolds is a whole commentary, a whole presentation on our Teach It Forward financial literacy mission to schools. And so people went through this, and hundreds of people followed through this whole presentation. You can see there, they went through a whole slide presentation right inside Instagram, and people responded to some of our VIP leaders, and they were able to respond back to them and set appointments and engage and start conversations. It's networking by, you know, really creating an emotional, powerful, engaging question that it turns into what is essentially a powerful business presentation or a financial literacy presentation right inside social media. And you can see there the presentation ends on Instagram with message me and let's talk. And some of our VIP folks out there were able to leverage it this past few weeks. And if you were part of this program, you could be leveraging this kind of content as well and this kind of conversation as well. If you want to take a look at it and get involved, you can text VIP social, no spaces, VIP social to 770-746-9333. Please feel free to investigate the program, explore, and see if it's right for you to unlock the power of the millions and millions of people that are out there on social media. So take a look at that. Now, back to our program. You are going to hear in just a few moments from Bernice Armour, and she is, it took me by surprise, just the level of insight from someone who's had such an extreme and exceptional career. You know, people who have been through things that we never have experienced ourselves have an insights to share that we need to pay attention to. And so you guys are going to love this interview coming up in just a moment. I just want to give you guys a quick little taste so you'll stick around of when she appeared on Oprah just a few years ago. And of course, hear her book, Zero to Breakthrough, has been a top-selling book. Fantastic perspectives, fantastic commentary. Her whole viewpoint on business and success and your life and all of those things, unlocking it through getting gutsy, you guys are going to really find quite a treat. Feel free to take a look at her, investigate a little further at bernicearmour.com. And I want you guys to, when you watch this interview, I want you to think about your business and your success. But really, the thing that I got out of this that I wanted to just share as a quick little tip is that the decision to make a gutsy move as adults, sometimes we back away from this and take the easy route. You're going to see that this is a person who did not back away from those gutsy decisions. And so I hope that you guys love this interview. It's one of my absolute favorite we've done on Leadership Live. I hope you love it as much as I did. But first, let's talk to Steve with the Mental Toughness Tip of the Week.
Okay, so let's talk about mental toughness. You know, we've all heard that beliefs are the thing that really drive our behavior. And of course, it's absolutely true. So think about your WealthWave business. And on a scale of 1 to 7, this is they call it the psychological scale, 1 to 7. Why is it not 1 to 10? Because 7, they say, is tighter than 10. It's a shorter, you know, it's small, it's fewer numbers. So 7 being you have complete belief in yourself, in teaching people how money works, in the book we have, in the products we represent, and all things that encompass the wealth wave opportunity. Okay, so that's 7. 1 is you don't believe in it at all, which that's probably no one watching this presentation. So where do you stand in the 1 to 7 belief scale? Okay, and here's the second question. 1 to 7, how much do you believe in yourself? In other words, in your ability to succeed at this, whatever success might mean to you. That might be an income number, it might be a client number, it could be a lifestyle, could be anything. 7 being you believe 100% that you can make this happen, and 1 being you don't believe in it at all. Where do you stand on that belief scale? Now, why do I ask you these questions? Because these questions will determine your action. In other words, if you have a 7 out of 7 belief in yourself, then you're going to take positive, proactive action. And if you don't, you won't do much of anything. And you may have had some people on your team that fit that bill, right? They don't do anything. And you think, I wonder why. Well, it's a belief. It's either a lack of belief in themselves or more than likely a lack of belief in the opportunity. They don't believe they can do it or they don't believe it's possible to do it for them. So this is a question you want to ask people on your team. Where do you fall in that belief and on that scale? And you want to be honest about it. You don't want to say, well, I'm a 7 out of 7, I believe. Put it down for what you really think the number should be, because that will determine what you need to do, because what we need to be is a 6 or a 7 to really be proactive in this process, okay? So here's what's required if you're not a 7 out of 7. It's called the suspension of disbelief. In other words, the gap between your number and 7, let's say it's 5, okay, well, there's a gap there. There's some missing belief. The strength of the belief is not really as strong as it needs to be. So what we do is we suspend that portion of the disbelief. We just say, you know what? I'm just going to suspend my disbelief in either in myself or in the business. And I'm going to just pretend that I'm a 7 out of a 7. and watch what happens. People do this all the time. Professional athletes are trained to suspend their disbelief. Why? Because as doubt creeps in, it impacts your action. It impacts your thinking. It impacts your behavior. So we suspend our disbelief and say, you know what? Let's just say it's a perfect world and I'm a perfect performer and I have a perfect opportunity. What would that look like? My old friend Brian Tracy likes to say, one of the things he says to audiences all the time, he says, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? What would you do if you knew you could not fail? It's one of my favorite Brian Tracy questions, and it's just something we should all be asking ourselves. How would your performance look on a day-to-day basis in this business if you knew you couldn't fail? Like it was predestined or predetermined. This movie has already played out. It's over. You win in the end every time. What would your habits, actions, and behaviors look like? Would it be different than they look like now? Or would they be the same? Odds are they would be different for probably every single one of us. Let's just say, for example, here's a for instance. There's a meeting, it's a green carpet day, or it's a training, or maybe it's a convention when we go back to conventions, and you're talking to your team on a call, and you're saying, you need to be at the meeting, you need to be at the green carpet day, right? We got a big green carpet day coming up in June, and we're opening up, of course, at WealthWave here because of the masks are going away and things are getting better and we're opening back up, right? So maybe you're trying to get your people to come to the June green carpet day, which would be a really, really good idea. You got to be here and experience it live. It's different when you meet the people and you see the quality, and it's just, I don't know how to explain it, but it's different, and you know that, and everyone knows that events change lives. My old friend J.D. Phillips likes to say that, right? Events change lives. So how do you do that? What do you do? You promote it, right, to people. And what do some people say? Well, it's kind of expensive. How much do you think that flight's going to cost? Well, then I got to stay at a hotel, and then I might have to get a rental car or maybe Uber. That could cost me $500, or it might cost me $1,000, or whatever the numbers. Or we're really busy, or we had something else planned. You say, no, you don't understand. This event is really important. It really is. You really need to be there. I'm not just saying that. You really do. And they say, well, I'll think about it. Think about it. You ever have anyone on our team say, I'll think about it? When you know they've got to be there. You know that if they come there, they'll see the quality. They'll see everything. And they'll make a quantum leap in their business, which will change their lives. And if they don't come, they're in danger sometimes of losing their motivation and their commitment to the business. You know it's a make or break in some cases. So what do? You just push as much as you can. Here's a way to get people to think differently about the same thing. Here's what you say. Tell you what, let me ask you this. I know you can't come for this reason or that reason or the other reason, but let's just say I told you I had $1 million in a locker at WealthWave headquarters in Johns Creek, Georgia, waiting for you. $1 million. All you have to do is come to the green carpet day and retrieve it. And you believe me. You don't think I'm lying to you. $1 million. Here's my question. Would you find a way to get there? Of course you would. We all would, right? Because it's $1 million. Like, you're going to put aside anything else you have to go, I got to go collect my $1 million. It's in a locker waiting for me in Johns Creek, Georgia. You wouldn't say, well, you know, how much is that flight going to cost to get to Atlanta? Then I got to take an Uber or a rental car from the airport to Johns Creek, and that's going to cost, $40 or $50. So that adds on. Then I got a hotel, and then I've got to eat and all these things. You wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say, you'd just say, I don't care what it costs. As a matter of fact, if you couldn't get a car, a bus, a train, or a plane, you would walk. You'd hitchhike. You'd do something, right? We all would. It's $1 million. Why? Because that $1 million most likely would change your life. Now, there's no excuses. All of a sudden, the stakes are higher. It's very different. So the point of it is, it's not the excuse. It's the way we think about the business, the way we think about our decision-making. That's why mental toughness, in my opinion, is so important. Because it's not the thing itself. It's the way we think about the thing. Usually that determines our habits, actions, and behavior. So we say suspend your disbelief. Just pretend you can't fail, like Brian Tracy says so eloquently, and move forward on that premise that you can't fail. You completely suspend your disbelief and watch how you change. Do it for a day. Do it for 3 days. Do it for a week and just say, there is no way to fail. Whatever I do will lead to some result, positive in nature, whether it's immediate or later, it will be positive. I just keep moving forward. There are no two steps back. It's all forward. And see how your thinking changes and how your actions change. It's a suspension of disbelief. Professional athletes do it all the time to boost their confidence. It's not talked about as much in business, at least in my experience. Okay, here's the next belief. Believe it's impossible to fail. Literally, talk yourself into believing you can't fail. My old mentor, Larry Wilson, used to say, I cannot fail. I can only learn and grow. And you could make a pretty good case that he was right. Because no matter what happens when you talk to a prospect, or you work with a client, or you're coaching a teammate, no matter what happens as the result of that interaction, you're definitely going to learn and grow. And most likely, you'll learn and grow more when you fail than when you succeed in the interaction, right? So you win if you succeed in the interaction, and you win if you fail at the interaction. So effectively, you cannot fail. You can only learn and grow. It all moves us forward. That's a very different belief system than most people have, right? Because why? Because we're trained. We're trained to look for the negative. We're trained to look for the wild animal around the corner that's about to kill us. That's evolution. I mean, that's just part of our mental makeup. That's part of society. Teaches us to be afraid. And we, well, let's see, what kind of deal is this again? How much are my platform fees? And can't people charge these products back and then I have to pay that money back? Don't people quit sometimes when they're on your team? Because it seems like they do quit. Okay, I thought that we're always looking for the challenge, the obstacle, the thing that should hold us back from doing what we really want to do, because that protects us. So what happens as a result? We got a lot of people who feel very safe and secure. And the cost is their dream or dreams. Because if you're playing it safe, you're not typically living your dream. You got to go out. You got to go on the edge. That's, you know, that's where all the dreams are. And it's a risk. But if you believe you cannot fail, if you talk yourself into it, then everything you do feels like you're moving forward. It's simply a belief. There is nothing else behind it. It's just a belief. But you can believe it's possible to fail or believe it's impossible to fail. Think about it. Can you be programmed? Can we program ourselves to believe these things? Oh, yes, we can. Of course we can. Human beings are emotionally driven creatures. We can be programmed just like machines. Actually, sometimes easier than machines, because emotion is not linear. It's a nonlinear concept. You can just tell someone over and over, tell yourself something long enough and strong enough, and we'll actually believe it. Look at some of the crazy things people believe in society. Politically, socially, you name it. In every aspect of society, people believe some of the craziest things because they've been programmed, or they program themselves, or a group of people program them, or whatever it is, or they read a book and it programmed them, or saw a TV show, or had an experience, and it programmed them to believe something that absolutely is false, objectively false. It's kind of when people say, well, that's my truth. Well, there's there's one kind of truth, objective truth. That's it. It's either true or it's not. There's really no in between, but it's very convenient to say, well, this is my truth. So why do people say that? Because they're emotional. They're not thinking logically. They're thinking emotionally. And so it can be used against us or for us. And this is one of the ways. Believe it's impossible to fail. And then, of course, ideally and ultimately, the only thing that counts is work like you cannot fail. Just keep going. Just keep moving forward, right? Easier said than done. And I get that. But that's how fortunes are built. There is no other way. You can't think yourself into success. You can only work yourself into success. Now, the thinking really helps, and that's why we talked about the beliefs, right? Because the beliefs create the behaviors, and the behaviors ultimately, you know, create the results. But without the work, it's all for naught. Work like you cannot fail. And watch what happens. Most people won't. What psychologists say, they call it approach avoid. They approach their dream, their goal, and then they avoid it because they go, well, I got a little scared there. I'm not really sure I'm doing this right. Maybe I'll think about this more. And then they get confident again. They get pumped up. They come to a meeting, come to a green carpet day. They see something, you know, they hear a speaker like Vernice Armour, our guest today, or someone else, and they get inspired, and then they go for it again. And just about when they're about to break through, they back off. And they go, well, maybe I shouldn't be so aggressive. Maybe I should back off a little bit and think a little more about this. Approach avoid, back and forth. What happens? They don't get anywhere. And then down the road, they say, I wonder why I didn't succeed. It seems like I was really going for it. No, you're approaching and avoiding. And we all do it to some degree. There's no question. But when you're building a business, there's no place for avoid. There is no defense in business, only offense. If you're an entrepreneur and you're going to build something, you got to work like you cannot fail. You got to believe you cannot fail. Does that mean you're never going to wake up at 3 a.m. staring at the ceiling or looking in the mirror and saying, can I really do this? I mean, it's not really going the way I want it to go. I mean, do I really have what it takes to be a Tom Matthews or a Bill Mitchell or any of the Chris Felton or any of these top people? Do I really have it, or maybe I just don't? It doesn't mean that's not going to happen to you. It happens to all of us. As a matter of fact, I would take a gamble in saying it probably happened to Tom Matthews and Bill Mitchell and Chris Felton and all the rest of these guys that have done so well at some point. Maybe it still happens to them now. We're all just human. We're all fallible human beings, prone to doubt and worry and fear. But that said, if 99% of the time, or as high up as you can get the percentage, you are working like you cannot fail, most likely you cannot fail. It's really hard when you have a proven system. Now, if you're trying to invent something or create a business that's never been done before, I've started businesses in the last 30 years that the product didn't exist before. We were trying to prove the validity of the product, you know? And that's a different story, because you say, geez, I don't know. Maybe they won't buy it. Maybe it won't work. See, WealthWave is not like that. WealthWave has been proven. This industry has been around for 45 years. It's already been proven. The only variable in this equation is you. And now, since I'm involved, me. All of us. We're the only variable. It's already been proven. This has already been done. This movie's already been played. Question is, are we going to be successful in it? It's already been done. It's just a matter, are we going to work like we cannot fail so we can be part of the most successful people in this company? You can do it. We can do it together, but work like you cannot fail. And that is the Mental Toughness Tip of the Week.
Thank you for tuning in to Leadership Now, WealthWave's official podcast. If you like this episode and want to hear more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast. Or Leadership Now on iTunes. Join us each week to grow as an entrepreneur and succeed as a leader in the financial business with WealthWave.